This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mizoram, Manipur and Assam today to lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects. Mr. Modi will first travel to Mizoram where he will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate various development projects worth over 9,000 crore rupees at Aizawl this morning. He will also address a public function. Prime Minister will also inaugurate the Bairabi-Sairang new railway line project. The rail line will connect the capital of Mizoram, Aizawl, with the Indian Railways network for the first time in history. Union Minister Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw said the project will bring significant changes in the life of the people of Mizoram.
Bairabi-Sairang project is a very important project for connecting Mizoram with the railway network. This project has been constructed under great challenges. So there is a new tunneling method which has been created in this project from Bairabi to Sairang. In a distance of 51 kilometers, there are 45 tunnels and 55 bridges. So these are very complex projects. One of the bridges is actually taller than the Qutub Minar. Tomorrow morning, we'll be starting three trains. One is Rajdhani Express to Delhi. Second is Kolkata. We are connecting tri-weekly express. Then Mizoram Express to Guwahati as a daily express.
Thereafter, the Prime Minister will visit Manipur to lay the foundation stone and inaugurate several development projects worth over 8,500 crore rupees. Prime Minister Modi will later visit Assam and participate in the celebrations of the 100th birth anniversary of Bharat Ratna Dr. Bhupen Hazarika in Guwahati this evening. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Gyan Bharatam mission is set to become the voice of India's culture, literature and consciousness. Addressing the gathering at the International Conference on Gyan Bharatam in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said India has the world's largest collection of about 1 crore manuscripts. The Prime Minister also launched the Gyan Bharatam portal, a dedicated digital platform to accelerate manuscript digitization and preservation. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India considers Europe as a trusted partner, strategic ally and a friend committed to fair play, rule of law, sustainability, quality standards and inclusive growth. Addressing the joint ministerial business interaction on India-European Union Free Trade Agreement in New Delhi yesterday, the minister stressed that the partnership must be viewed not only in terms of expanding trade but also for the larger positive impact worldwide. Former Chief Justice Sushila Karki took oath as Prime Minister of the interim government in Nepal. Sushila Karki becomes the first woman Prime Minister of Nepal. Her appointment aligns with the demands of the protesting Gen Z demonstrators who have been calling for immediate dissolution of parliament and leading the interim government free from the existing corrupt political leaders. Meanwhile, India has welcomed the formation of a new interim government in Nepal. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said that New Delhi is hopeful that this would help in fostering peace and stability. India has voted in favor of a resolution in the UN General Assembly that endorses the New York Declaration on Peaceful Settlement of the Palestine Issue and Implementation of the Two-State Solution. The resolution introduced by France yesterday was adopted with an overwhelming 142 nations voting in favor, 10 against and 12 abstentions. India was among the 142 nations that voted in favor of the resolution titled Endorsement of the New York Declaration on the Peaceful Settlement of the Questions of Palestine and the Implementation of the Two-State Solution. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Uttarakhand, Telangana, Marathwara and northeastern states for today. Similar conditions are also predicted over Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Karnataka, East Madhya Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra, Odisha and Vidarbha. And Olympic gold medalist javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra will lead the 19-member Indian squad at the 20th World Athletics Championships starting today in Tokyo, Japan. For the first time, four Indian athletes will compete in the javelin throw event. The championships will conclude on the 18th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.